Now, we're asking this morning for emails from ABC News Radio listeners around the world on the internet, and we're asking you to send them to newsradio@your.abc.net.au. Tell us what you're planning for Christmas. Tell us where you are. Tell us what the weather's like. Anything you fancy. Debbie Spillane's been reading some of them.
We've got them from all corners of the globe, which is great to hear. This one is from Hawaii, and it's from Penelope Murphy and the Fruin family. And it starts with something in Hawaiian. I'll have a go at it, but I have no promise that this is actually how it's supposed to be pronounced. Mele Kalikamaka, Debbie and the team. Firstly, Hawaiian radio is horrid, they say. Thank goodness for wireless computer and news radio online. She says she loves NPR, David Lord's Christmas Carol. See, you've started something now. And she says that the David's Christmas carols made it feel like Christmas. She enjoyed listening to the interview with Mark Latham. It's Christmas Eve in Hawaii. She has friends from Australia staying, and two boys, 4 and 15 months, have just finished baking shortbread. They're having turkey tomorrow and pudding that they brought from Australia. We'll play rugby and cricket tomorrow after lunch. Living in Hawaii on an army posting. Love Hawaii, but miss home. Having trouble finding Christmas bonbons. Merry Christmas to you all. That's from Penelope Murphy and the Fruin family in Hawaii. This one is from Simon Butcher in Belgium. He says his story's simple. He's stuck in Belgium on his own for Christmas. Oh, poor Simon. Away from family, back home in Melbourne, who've been planning their Christmas activities quite possibly since August. You know how it goes. He says, desperate for something familiar from home, so he's sitting in Belgium, eating Tim Tams, listening to news radio. Isn't that lovely? Great image. He says he's been a long-time listener, now taking full advantage of not having to listen to the waffle from Parliament while overseas. Whoops! He says, I can't say OS in Europe, it provokes funny looks. He was promised a white Christmas last week, but the weather has risen to the same standard as Melbourne, around 10 degrees centigrade and bucketing down with rain. He says, oh well, an hour and a half until he can open his presents. Have a nice Christmas, Simon. Glad we're keeping you company.
And it's fine in Melbourne today in 22.
That'll make him feel even worse. You're mean, Mike Gardner. And also, this one came in last night, but I thought I'd read it out anyway. Jeff Forgey, he says, hello to his friends at News Radio. Hope you all get a break, put your feet up for a while over the holiday season. He says he'll be listening, as always. And he's launched a website, www.homeentertainment, all one word, .com.au. And on the radio page, there's a photo of our News Radio studio. He doesn't say how he got it. Maybe it's off our side. I'm not really
Didn't know there was one.
Yeah, but the photo, if you want to have a look, the photo in the, of the studio includes Sean Walker sitting in the chair that you're sitting in at the moment without tuba.
Well, and Sean actually has his tuba and is joining us through the morning and will be joining us again in the not-too-distant future in about 15 minutes to play another Christmas carol with David Lord, a duet.
Coming up to midnight in some cities, I'm just looking at the world clock. It's just about to become Christmas in Ankara, Amman, Athens, Cape Town. There's probably lots of others, but just at the moment, they're the ones that are bobbing up in front of me. So if you're listening somewhere in the world where it's about to become Christmas, happy Christmas, and send us an email. Tell us what you're doing, newsradio@your.abc.net.au.
9 o'clock Eastern Summer Time, 8:30 in Adelaide, 8 o'clock in Brisbane, 7:30 in Darwin, and 6 a.m. in the West.